Welcome to another edition of Mike Checker. Finally back with another edition. Got a special guest here in the building with me. Man, I'm like I told him before we started, I didn't even think his music was going to be good. Shout out to my homegirl Jazz, if y'all remember her from the Stacy Static podcast we had with Topher. She was our producer. And she seems like, yeah, you need to check out my boy. I was like, eh. I mean, I'm a rap conservative, so it's like, you know, like I don't really listen to nobody new for real unless I like somebody puts me on them. You know, you got to be open to it as well. And like I told him, I was like, man, I don't know, man. Nando, I was like, man, I don't know, man. So I was like, she's like, come on, just listen. I was like, all right. So I listened. She sent me the video for Outside, and I was like, oh, snap. So then I start going through the YouTube, you know, when you go into a YouTube cavern, and you just start going through other stuff they're doing. I was like, okay, this dude is dope. And then I subscribed to your YouTube page, and I'm like, this dude did a live show at Pops. Yeah. Got the band, got the background singers, yeah. Dude with the violin. I was like, oh yeah, this is what's up, man. And I'm proud to see people from the crib doing their thing like that. But welcome to Mike Checker, my man Nando STL.
What's I appreciate going on, man? That, man.
Is it Nando STL or just Nando?
No, it's Nando STL.
I know you was telling people to shout out saying Nando. I didn't know if that was like.
Yeah.
Is it a tag or is that the full name is Nando STL?
No, the full name is Nando STL.
Okay, so let's start from the beginning, man. So how do you get into the music? Like what are you? Let's start where your beginnings are from St. Louis. Like where you from?
Right. So I'm originally from the north side of St. Louis. Also, okay. I know you just said
yeah. We're from where on the north side.
So multiple places.
Multiple. No. Places. That's the funny thing. Most people from the north side from multiple parts.
Yeah,
of the north
side. yeah. Multiple places. So after we left there, though, I moved out to, I guess you want to consider North County. It's still North County, but it's on like Pine Line.
I mean, that's not really North County. I mean, it's
Wellstand area,
not like Pine Line. Yeah. That's just an extension of the west side.
Right. So yeah, I lived in Wellstand first. That was my first
extra extension of
right. Then we moved there from there, and I stayed with my grandmother in Pine Line.
Okay.
Yeah, for the longest. Then my dad ended up moving out to Hazelwood.
And that's how you ended up out in Hazelwood.
Yeah.
Okay. So how do you start the music game? Like, what it made you want to do music? What it really took you to that place where I'm like, yo, I want to rhyme.
Multiple things. So I'm a musician. So I play drums. Okay. I dabble on piano, things like that. So. I started going to church with my granny. You know what I mean? Like
yeah,
I said,
course.
I live with my
do.
Grandmother. Yeah. And so going to church with her every Sunday. I wasn't really into the scriptures or anything like that because I'm a child. You know what I mean? So it was kind of boring to me. But the best part was always the music. The cool people in the church was always.
So it was
the
drummer.
Yeah, it was the band. So I was trying to sit over there with them. And after church, wasn't no toys in church. So the first thing you want to do is try to play with the drums. So all through service, I used to get plenty of whoopings trying to get to them drums, man.
Oh, so that was your thing to try to go after
the
drums?
Yeah, absolutely. So beyond that, though, also my grandfather, he was in a couple social clubs. So the main one was the Rally Hill Gang. I'm not sure if you're familiar with social clubs.
So, yeah, it's back in the day when I
right. So like before gangs
like
and stuff like that.
Animal House and all that
kind
of stuff.
Essentially. So, which is really like,
My uncle was in, they had a crew called The Fellas.
Okay, yeah. So they was the Rally Hill Gang. They used to drink a lot of Crown Royal, things like that.
I still drink. We still drink.
Yeah, so essentially, they used to have like events over at the tavern. It was called The Greek.
Where was that at?
Man, I'm so young, I can't remember.
Okay.
To be honest,
okay.
I just remember being there all the time. Okay. You know what I mean? I know it's tore down now.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So, but I remember they used to have different things. They used to have a lot of functions out in Jennings and things like that. So when he would take me with him, they used to always have jukeboxes and he'd let me press the buttons and shit like that. You know what I'm saying?
You ain't know what songs you're picking. You're
right,
just pushing the
buttons. Right. But it was always some funk, soulful stuff. That's all they had in there. So
yeah. This is probably what, 80s, late 80s?
Early 90s.
So you talking about ain't that much rap out then.
Right. And they wasn't listening to
it. Yeah. They got my grandfather. Earth, Wind & Fire on
exactly.
there. They got, okay. Yep.
Exactly. So growing up, that's really, really a lot of what I heard was soul and gospel. You know what I mean? So somehow that turned into what I'm rapping about now.
Yeah, no. You can see that in your music, that soulfulness in your music. And I appreciate that. Like, man,
right.
Like, stay in that lane, man, of doing that because everybody else doing all this other stuff. Real hip hop is coming back. So, you know, stay in that lane. Just
I
wait
appreciate
your moment.
That. I appreciate
you know,
that.
It'll definitely be there. And because your live show was dope.
Yeah.
But your live show is what's going to get you paid.
Okay.
Like,
okay.
That, like, you go see somebody you do not know ever at all, though, in music, and you see them do a live show, and you be like, oh, let me go check out their music, because their live show is what gets you to really want to listen to their music. You can have dope music, but if your live show ain't...
Yeah.
And you ain't had no, just no dude back there. Not even, Cassie ain't got no DJ no more. They just got like the dude in the back pressing the button, and then he's rapping over their thing. You put out a band that that was dope, and most people ain't that creative to do that nowadays. So that's dope.
Yeah. That still kind of all ties back to me being a musician. Like, I was super hands on with everything.
So you play, what instruments do you play again?
Play the drums and piano.
Okay.
So yeah, as far as like the background singers, like, they dope and they own in their own way. So as far as like when it came to me doing the live show, I was super instrumental in everything that they did, but they really took it to the next level. It's the same thing with my drummer. It was really just me, my background singers, which is ABJ and Lil Mike. Those are the same people that's on the Cooler Sunday track. I don't know if you've seen that video.
Yep. I told y'all went through the little YouTube deep dive, so I
okay.
heard all the joints.
Yeah. Okay. Got you. And then my drummer, which is Jay, go by this one. And my DJ, you couldn't see him on stage.
Yeah, because I didn't know if he was even there.
Yeah, it was a DJ there. We were running show loops behind it.
Okay.
So we created live versions of all the songs
so
and played on top of
it. So there was a live version of it that you already did already. So you guys did a live version of it.
Right.
To perform it.
Right. So the versions was totally different from if you heard the tracks.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it had like live guitars and bass and stuff like that in it. And like I said, me being a musician, it was easy to get that. You know what I mean? If I can't get nothing else, I can get some dope musicians together. But beyond that, who else was there? So it was Jay. Then my DJ name is also Jay.
So hold on. How do you separate who you...
So we got three Jays. So one of the singers, the background singers, is named Jay. But we call her BJ. So beyond that, then we have Jay the drummer. We call him Jay this one.
Jay this one.
Okay. Right. And we call the other DJ Jay Cuts. His real name is Justin Cuts.
Okay, so that makes sense.
Right, but we got three J's. And Blake Harrington was on violin.
Okay, yeah, I've heard of Blake Harrington, yeah.
Yeah, he was dope, man. So he brought that in. Have you seen the video?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we did a full dedication to his brother who passed away.
Yeah.
Which was Wavy.
I didn't know that. Okay.
So RP Wavy.
Okay.
Yep. So that's what he was playing to in the video.
Okay.
Yeah. And the other guy at the very end of the video was my brother who had passed away.
Okay.
At Howard
University.
That's
the whole concept of that I'm outside.
Right. So it stemmed into that. Outside was really just a record about, it was standing for being outside of all the bullshit you was in the first place. You know what I mean? Kind of being outside of yourself and all the issues that you kind of dealt with that became a part of you for a very, very long time. And then when you can finally step outside and see who you are now, that's what it's representing. Really just growth and setting goals and accomplishing them.
And then especially getting out of the tragedy of death.
Right.
You got to get outside yourself and figure out,
right,
you know, some different ways. So let's go back a little bit more. So what was your first rap name before Nando? Because everybody always got a crazy rap name that they had before they settled on it.
Oh, man.
What's your first rap name?
All right, so
it's all good, man.
I'll be transparent. It was terrible.
No. All of them are terrible. That's the point.
Okay, so my first rap name was Lil Tinky. Lil Tinky.
So hold on, where did that come from?
My grandmother, my family nickname was Tinky growing up.
Okay.
They called me Tinky because, like, you got everybody in your family got somebody named Stink.
Mm-hmm.
Or Stinky.
Yeah.
But my granny didn't want to like call me Stinky because she felt like I was going to grow up and end up being Musty for real.
Oh.
So she dropped the S off and started calling me Tinky. So everybody called me Tinky. So I was, when Lil Bow Wow, Lil Romeo came out, everybody had the
Lil in front of
me. I just threw the Lil in front of mine too. Tinky. And it was Lil Tinky. Yeah.
So how'd you come up with Nando though?
My name is Fernando.
I thought your name may have been Fernando.
My name is Fernando.
Bernard or something. He just made Nando. Like, I don't want to be different. I don't like Bernard. I'm Fernando.
Right. Nah, yeah. So it's Fernando. And so my dad's name is Fernando also. And my son's name is Fernando.
Oh, so it's three of y'all.
Yeah. So essentially, I wanted to do something, like I said, I've listened to a lot of soul coming up. So they had like Gladys Knight and the Pips.
Yeah.
Or they had, you know what I mean?
So
I wanted to
David
do like
Ruffin and the Temptations.
Exactly. So it started off as I was just gonna be Nando and my band was gonna be the STL.
Okay.
So I was gonna like do a play on that and be Nando and the STL. And I started thinking about it, and I'm like, then it's gonna sound like I'm not a part of the STL. You know what I mean? And like I'm definitely a part.
The STL is them.
Yeah.
Some dude from Winsville.
Right. So I got rid of the and the, and it just turned into Nando STL. And I
went Nando STL is your name, or is it the band's name? Is it like Sade, where it's like
So it's me. Regardless. Okay. It's me regardless. But even when the band is with me, you know what I mean? It transformed into Nando STL. That's where it started from, though. Once I figured out that it was going to be really hard to do all my shows with a band, I kind of liked the name too much. So I just was selfish.
So at first, originally, it was the band's name.
Right. It's going to be Nando and the
STL. So it's like Sade. Like I said, right, Sade exactly. was the band name. And it's just like, well, you know, the band can go everywhere.
Exactly. Exactly.
My name is Sade. So I'm going to go out there and Sade.
Exactly. Exactly.
That's real. So why won't you keep the band with you going forward? Kind of like Anderson .Paak with the Free Nationals, where he kind of brings them with him.
Right. I would love to do that. I would absolutely love to do that. That's like my family. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I mean, he didn't start. Day. He had to start out without them too, though. He was like, yo, I'm good enough now. It's Merrick Anderson .Paak and the Free Nationals.
Yeah. I mean, I guess it just kind of ties back to what you said in the beginning, how you said you kind of hesitant to listen to new artists. Mm-hmm. So going into different venues or even dealing with different promoters, they really don't want to give you a chance out here like that. As far as like when you say, if I bring a band out, I pay everybody.
Right.
You know what I mean? Just being completely honest. So it's going to cost me $300, $400 just to walk out the house. And I'm not asking.
And then the promoter trying to throw you $100.
Right. I don't even want the money. It's not about the money because I value their time. So even if I wasn't getting paid, I was going to pay them. I don't want nobody doing me no favors. It's just as far as these 6-7 minute time slots. How I'm going to set up a band, you know what I mean? Play for 6-7 minutes. Then everybody else running a DJ. So they don't really usually have the sound equipment there. So we would have to bring all our own sound stuff. And it's not going to, for a 7-minute slot, it's not going to work. For somebody else who just running a track, they just press and play, and you can listen to the same thing they saying in their car.
Yeah.
Then it works because you can get up there, rap over your lyrics, and get done. But we got transitions, and you know what I mean? Yeah. I just don't want to waste nobody's time. So that's why they can't come with me everywhere.
Yeah, okay.
If you get the whole band, it's really a special occasion.
So is this, what is the full project for? Is this a full project for Outside that's coming with a full album soon, or?
Nah. So as far as I dropped the EP first.
Okay.
I dropped Good Vibes at the end, like the very end of last year.
Okay.
And then I dropped Cooler Sunday, which was the single I dropped that.
That's the one
March.
That did the live one in the studio.
Right. And then I just dropped Outside recently. The reason I can't drop a full album is, like I said, I financed myself. You know what I mean? And not dissing anybody who recorded Lil Pookie in them house or at their cousin's house.
But you want shows to be quality.
Exactly. So I really believe in quality over quantity. And for me to go to the studio and record a full album, one, it's going to take way too long because I got a lot of moving parts. You know what I mean? And creatively, I'm going to need some time to put that thing together. Secondly, that budget going to be crazy.
Yeah.
And I would rather give my fans something now. You know what I mean? I'm really trying to work my way out this he knew hole. You know what I mean? Yeah. And get into the he's dope hole. Yeah. And then when people start getting a little more hip to me, then maybe we can graduate to another EP and then graduate to an album.
Yeah, work the tracks you got.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
Some people get so caught up like, I got to come out with something else next.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I got 10 mixtapes, but nobody know none of the songs in the 10 mixtapes. You didn't work none of the mixtapes to even get people to get into you as an artist.
Right.
You know, shout out to one of my homeboys. He got like 15 mixtapes.
Oh, wow. That's
and he
a
almost
lot.
40.
Yeah, that's
you know
a lot
what I'm saying? I'm like, man, it's almost over. And I mean, Two Chainz did a good thing and a great thing for rap.
Yeah.
Because he was like, oh, man, anybody could do it. But then it made people think that everybody can still do it. Like,
right.
Some of y'all need to go get a job at GM.
Right.
You know
right.
There's nothing wrong with that. You know what I'm saying? Or go write for somebody else. Or, you know, maybe you're not supposed to be in the front line. Maybe you're supposed to do production.
Right.
Other different things like that. So do you produce all your own music?
No. I just arrange it. So I work with various producers. Matter of fact, I don't think I've worked with the same producer twice.
Really?
Yeah, so far.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I'm trying to run through tracks in my head. Nah. Nah, I haven't. So far, as every single track has been a different producer.
So when you did Outside, the thing was like, was you going through a change in your life? Were you like, yo, I gotta let this all go and I need to let that stay? Like, what was the idea of like, I'm outside? Because that's a dope song.
Right. So, I think every day I'm going through a change. I feel different every morning I wake up.
That's real.
But essentially, I already felt like I was outside. You know what I mean? I had found my inner peace a while ago. It just was, when I moved back to St. Louis, I was already.
Where were you at before?
So I went to school in North Carolina.
Okay, where'd you go?
Fayetteville State University.
Okay, yeah. That's where, That's where J. Cole's from.
Yeah. Yeah. A couple people went there.
Yeah.
Yeah, comedian. I don't know if you know Avion Crockett.
Yeah,
he went to Fayetteville State.
If y'all don't know, if you podcast wise, Rob from the Black Adult Tips went there.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay, awesome. There.
Yeah.
So
him and his wife both went there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's where they met at.
Man, shout out to Broncos.
Yeah.
So essentially, yeah. So that's where I met my lady. I mean, we had kids and I moved back here.
What made you move back to the Lou?
Job opportunities. Essentially. It was a real small country town. So it was.
What about Charlotte then, or something like that, or Raleigh?
Like I said, I was raised by my grandparents. So when they start getting older, you know what I mean?
Be closer to them.
Exactly. Especially when I'm not broke. You know what I mean? Yeah. I can start giving back a little bit.
Is your lady from
North right? Jersey? Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
so there was a chance for her to move out this way.
Yeah, man. She's from the country population. Her and them. You know what I'm saying?
And I ain't saying St. Louis ain't like the largest city, but to go from Danville or something to St. Louis is still it's a mid range city still, regardless.
Right. They just do a lot of stuff different out there in the country. Like they leave their doors open. You know what I mean? They don't lock their car doors. Yeah. Man,
you had to teach her that real quick, huh?
Yeah, she learned it. I just made her watch the news.
One night you watch the news, you're like, okay, yeah, I got this locking door thing.
Exactly.
Locked down.
Exactly.
So you went, you had a degree from Fayetteville?
I do.
What'd you go to school for?
Mathematics.
Oh, words. Yeah. Would be like an actuary or something? Or?
Nah, so I'm a financial advisor.
Oh, word. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. For what firm?
Wells Fargo.
Okay. I'm going to holler at you afterwards, man.
Definitely.
I do marketing for financial services.
Man. Oh, really?
Yeah, I know. I work for STC.
Okay, awesome.
Probably did your training for you.
Yeah.
I'm the marketing manager for that. That's another thing.
That's
though.
Crazy.
Okay. In my regular gig.
Small world.
Yeah. That's what's up, though. Dude, you a finance cat. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Definitely. Hey, man, I got way more respect for you, man. It's, you know, thinking like you'll never put nothing past, man. Shout out to you, Jazz. Jazz knew my heart. She knew my heart. She know me.
Yeah.
So when you was like, man, I'm gonna do this music thing, because you could have been like, yo, I'm just gonna try to be on some, you know, Gordon Gekko shit and do the financial services side.
Right.
What made you say like, yo, I'm gonna really do the music side? The financial services side is gonna pay the bills, make sure my family good.
Right.
This music thing is like my passion, because you can tell the passion in your music.
Right. It was therapy. It was therapy for me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Growing up, I really had a lot of situations where I feel like that I probably shouldn't have been in as a child. You know what I mean?
And you don't realize that till you are an adult, and you like,
exactly.
Oh, I wasn't supposed to be seeing that.
Exactly. Yeah, it's a lot of stuff I shouldn't have known that I knew about. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so when I started working, it really kind of all happened at the same time. I started working. I had to study, get my licenses, got me a degree and everything like that. And when I started going to work every day, I just was like, this is not helping. As far as the money thing, and I enjoy, you know what I mean, what I do. But as far as like my mental state, going to work every day, I was tired by the time I got home. So I was like, I really need something that is going to be therapeutic for me, that I can really just express myself, be myself. You know what I mean? And so it really just started with me just rapping at home. Bought me a little mic and started rapping at home. I was always playing drums and stuff in the church.
So when you was that, was you Nando then, or was you still a little Tink Tink at that time?
I wasn't nobody, because it was for me. So none of the music was going out right.
Just for Nando then.
Yeah. So I was just a patient, you know what I mean? And after that, one of my partners came over, and he was scrolling through my laptop. And he clicked on one of the songs, because it just said Unknown on there, and he listened to it.
And he was like, "What is?" He was trying to figure out what it was in general, because he probably was like, man, that might be that new Lil Wayne, and he got named a different name.
And
it
started playing, and he was like, yo, this is sick. It was I Don't Even Smoke.
Really? That was it?
Mm-hmm. It was like rough draft.
I
redid it.
Okay.
So it was like a rough draft.
That was pretty clean to be done in the crib.
It was a rough draft.
Okay.
Terrible freestyle over it. And
it got polished up a little bit for the final version we see.
And he kept staying on me about it. Like, yo, this is just try it. Just try it and put it out. So I was like, it's supposed to be for me. It just gives me good vibes.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And he was like, just put it out, and we're going to name it Good Vibes. So we put it out. And I named it Good Vibes, and it did a lot better than I thought it was gonna do. So then it just rolled from there, essentially. So after I dropped the EP, I realized a lot of the songs didn't really get no play. I Don't Even Smoke broke like 1,000 plays in 2 days. You know what
That's
I mean?
That's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, I was
so
a small
unknown artist, and you was an unknown artist.
Had never did anything. You know what I mean? Didn't have a video. Didn't have no album art. Just
so this before the video. This was just a single.
Single. Yeah, it just spread it. It was just spread.
How did you get it out there for you? Like, man, I'm just for nobody but believe that this song is dope. How did you?
This is the crazy part. Wix was running like a special where you can create a website.
Yeah.
So for free.
So it's like the little promo code.
Exactly. So I just created a little BS website. It didn't have nothing up there but my name, and it was just Nando up there. It wasn't even Nando STL.
So did your name accidental? You just like, remember, just put Nando.
Or yeah, just, it was really just up. I was just bullshitting. I didn't think nobody was gonna listen to it. You know what I mean? So, because like I said, I was a musician, a drummer. Yeah. So I never really thought I was gonna be a rapper. You feel me? Because as soon as you say you're a rapper, everybody look at you like, eh. Anyway, you know. So yeah, so I just put it up there. I didn't have it like on Apple Music, nothing like that. It was just on my website, and I posted
anything or
nothing. Nothing. It was just on my website and on Facebook. And I was like, if you want to hear a full song, go to the website. And the website, 2 days, it had some traffic on it.
Oh, wow.
And it was nothing compared to like huge artists. Yeah, but for me, I was like,
somebody just did it in his crib.
Yeah. It wasn't trying. So I was like, all right, I'm going to try it again. Only comments I kept seeing was like, he kind of sound like Chance the Rapper.
He said he sound like who?
Chance the Rapper.
Really?
Yeah, that's what I got. So I was like, they was like, he ain't got no bars.
I can see that.
Yeah,
but I like I said before, I like more of the Devin the dude and more of the dude when you talking about Nappy Roots. That was more my vein. I was thinking of.
So that's when I was like, all right, I'm gonna drop a single, and I'm just drop Cooler Sunday, and I'm actually really, really, really try to put some content in this one. So that's how that turned.
So you redid I Don't Even Smoke though, right? Did you
right?
Is that the same lyrics from the original?
Nah.
Oh, so you redid it almost.
Yeah, so they didn't even have a second verse on it. Like, it was literally just me saying, I don't even smoke the hook a bunch of times. And, like, the beginning of the first verse. It wasn't even the whole first verse, now that I think. But it was, like, half of the first verse.
Oh,
like,
wow.
Like, it wasn't even 8 bars. It was a weird cadence. And I just went right back into the hook, and that was it. And people was really fucking with it.
It was almost like a house music track where it's got a long intro.
Yeah,
and it's got a couple of verses.
Exactly. No ad libs, no dubs, just one take.
That's hilarious.
Yep.
That's just hilarious. One take. Dang. So then what was you like, man? Yo, like, people really like to shoot a video and stuff. You gotta spend some money and do stuff. People think like, oh yeah, I can just put my iPhone out. But if you want a quality video, you want nice production. When are you like, well, I'm gonna do videos, I'm gonna set it up like that? When did you like take it even more serious than just having the Wix website?
So essentially, I started messing with this guy named Sam Heat, which is crazy. He's like the alderman for my old neighborhood now.
Really?
Yeah.
Over in Pine Lawn?
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Yeah, he's in Northwoods. He's it's crazy.
Wow.
So I ended up recording that whole Good Vibes project in his basement.
Scarface running for councilman in Houston. So
yeah
I mean, hip hop getting grown. So.
Yeah. So that's essentially what happened. A friend of mine named Mike Wonder I went over there and rapped everything from him. No recordings, just playing the beat. And he been singing for a long time, and he was like, yeah, you own to something. You know what I mean? So he introduced me to him. We went over to his basement and we cut the whole Good Vibes album. Well, EP. Wow. Uh-huh. In like 3 weeks. It was a really short amount of time.
Right. I think you still going to look at the stock market during the week. Right. So 3 weeks is a lot. It's still fast, though.
Yeah.
Because it's not like you in there every day like you 24 and it.
Right,
Oh, I get up at 5. I'll come through at 7.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the sessions really didn't take that long now that I think about it. I don't write. So.
Really?
Yeah. I don't write. Man, I don't write anything.
Podcast is better than me, man. Huh?
Yeah.
Back in the day, I used to rap back in the day, back in high school. I released my, since you told me your bad rap name, mine was Big D.
Oh, okay.
The Big Interest in Grand Dollars. No, it was an acronym. My name is Daryl, but it was an acronym. The Big Interest in Grand Dollars.
Okay. At least that's clever.
But it was whack though.
Lil Tinky is just Lil Tinky.
This is bad rap names, man. And so. What is like your next steps? What are you like? What is like the next? We're gonna go to break in a second before we can play outside for everybody. But
okay. What
was your next steps? Of like, man, like, yo, like, all right, I got the EP done. What was you thinking? Like, next, do I need to shoot the video? Like, what was the first one? You like, yo, I need to do this song first. Was it I Don't Even Smoke?
Yeah, I Don't Even Smoke was the very first video. And
because you was like, that's the first one I did, that's the one that got the traction.
Yeah, we was gonna throw a party for my birthday anyway. So I just bought a house over in Bell Fountain.
Okay.
And I was just gonna celebrate because, you know what I mean, young nigga got a house.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, 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 yeah.
invite everybody over. So it was right around that same time that I did the I Don't Even Smoke. And I'm like, I'm just going to do a video for this. So when I started looking up some video prices, I was like, this is kind of high. You know what I mean? And so it really just kind of still went back into, I started looking for somebody who was kind of new and who had only shot hood videos. That's what was like my big thing. I wanted to try to put somebody out their element. Mm-hmm. And I linked up with Nico Neal Media. And I know I called him and I was like, hey, I don't know what your prices are, but I'm willing to pay it. And you can show up. You ain't gonna have no guns waved in your face. You know what I'm saying? It's to be real
you
simple and safe.
No vest.
Exactly. Exactly. So he was all for it and he pulled up and he shot the first video right in my house.
So that was your actual party that you already was shooting. It wasn't like, hey, everybody come through for the video shoot. People just showed up and then you was like, hey, we doing a video, y'all.
Yeah, they was coming anyway. So like maybe a week or two before, I just was like, we gonna shoot a video there. But they hadn't really, they heard the rough draft, yeah. But the real song wasn't even out yet. We were still recording.
So the first time they actually heard the real version is during the video shoot.
Yep.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
they just showed up for the love.
Okay, well, actually, we're going to go into that. We're going to play that real quick. Okay. We're going to play I Don't Need to Smoke real quick. We'll be right back on Mic Checker.
Smoke without my room on with you, right? Love to call you Thursday till they see your juice back. Sipping on his hand, dog, just trying to fit the end, dog. Doing what I gotta do to stay her next to you, babe. I don't even smoke without my room on with you, right? Love to call you Thursday till they see your juice back. Sipping on his hand, dog, just trying to fit the end, dog. Doing what I gotta do to stay her next to you. Fresh cut, I'm feeling good. Don't got a babe, but I'd be damned if I don't find one today. Cause baby, let me tell you something. You can't tell me nothing when these waves is busting. And I heard about the kickback. Usually I ain't with that, but since you gon' be in that, I'll make an appearance. Or fuck you, try and be chilling in the cut with you and your little cousins. And I don't give a damn about that dude you call your brother. He might be more popular, maybe even tougher. But front you, my ego stay on, I run this motherfucker. Said front you, my ego stay on, we run this motherfucker. I don't care who you came with, uh-uh. Just try and be who you leave with, uh-huh. So baby, take my hand, watch me do my dance. Let me talk my shit. I don't even smoke without my room on with you, right? Love to call you Thursday till they see your juice back. Sipping on his hand, dog, just trying to fit the end, dog. Doing what I gotta do to stay her next to you, babe. I don't even smoke without my room on with you, right? Love to call you Thursday till they see your juice back. Sipping on his hand, dog, just trying to fit the end, dog. Doing what I gotta do to stay her next to you. I'm ready to roll one with you. Just so I can roll out with you. Been crushing for a long time on you. Finally got some alone time with you. I can tell that you've been drinking from the way you dancing. But trust me, when you tipsy, I would never take advantage. Girl, you stepping on my Jordan, spilling lean on me. Put your arm around my shoulder, baby, lean on me. You can lean on me, cause I'm a stand-up guy. I can't let you leave, you too drunk to drive. And don't go with your friends, cause they fucked up too. They can mess up that little Benz, they can't fuck up you. I don't care who you came with, uh-uh. Just try and be who you leave with, uh-huh. So baby, take my hand, watch me do my dance. Come hop in this way. I don't even smoke without my room on with you, right? Love to call you Thursday till they see your juice back. Sipping on his hand, dog, just trying to fit the end, dog. Doing what I gotta do to stay her next to you, babe. I don't even smoke without my room on with you, right? Love to call you Thursday till they see your juice back. Sipping on his hand, dog, just trying to fit the end, dog. Doing what I gotta do to stay her next to you. Real talk.
We back.
right. I'm new, man. I'm new.
It's all good. Man. It's all good. Y'all don't have to even know about it. It was some maybe in the outtakes I'll do something. But, yeah. I deleted it already, so it ain't even matter. Ain't no outtakes.
Okay. All right. Cool.
So then what? So next was the would you come out with next after you came
Cooler
out,
Sunday?
Cooler Sunday. Mm-hmm. So Cooler Sunday is a totally different vibe.
Yeah.
Than I don't even smoke.
Right.
So did you? Because you said you had to have some more substance. You felt.
Right. Right.
Is that where that came from?
Yeah. Essentially. So I wanted to just do a song that somebody I hadn't heard anybody else do. Like I said, I grew up in the church. I was a musician in the church. I'm still a musician in the church. So that's like
you still playing in the church?
Man, absolutely. Every Sunday. That's like what my church? Side hustle. So I play for Greater Grace.
Okay.
Yep. And so after that, essentially, it was just like a lot of point of views from being a musician in church that I get to see that a lot of people don't get to see. As far as like when I'm in finance, you know what I mean?
The building fund.
Exactly, exactly. So I kind of know where the money is delegated, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And then being a musician, I'm on the payroll.
So I know, you really get to see it.
Right, right. So I know how much everybody taking home as far as each service. So I just wanted to do a song that was really different, you know what I mean? That when you heard it, it kind of shed some light on things that you wouldn't normally hear. So as far as the song was really talking about was comparing crooked pastors to drug dealers. So I had a lot of references from selling dope, and I was lining it up with exactly how it
selling Jesus.
Exactly. So, yeah, that's how that really worked. I mean, we wrote that song in like maybe 2 days.
Oh wow.
Yeah. So I heard the track. And then I wanted some live stuff, like, so I changed, like, the bass line and stuff like that in there.
So you do a lot of arranging then.
Yeah, definitely. I always try to add an element that's live. I just feel like, I don't know, music is so flat. You know what I mean? Yeah. Now when I hear it, I mean, it can have a catchy hook.
And it's got them, a lot of them BMs.
Yeah,
come on, man.
Exactly. And then it makes it that much harder when you want to put a live show together if it has nothing live in it.
Because so those are synthesized things that you can't recreate in a band.
Exactly, like an 808.
Yeah, you can't like really. Anybody can play an 808.
Exactly. So we did that. I freestyled it a couple times, made sure I got it. When I remembered all the parts, we went to Shock City and cut it.
Dang, so you literally sit there and remember your lines.
Yeah, so I freestyle over it multiple times. And then I just kind of feel like if it ain't catchy enough to remember, then it ain't catchy enough to say. So I just do it a couple times, and then when I finally put it in order, you know what I mean? I hum it first. It's super weird. So I hum the melody out first of what I want to say. Then I put the lines in, and then that's it.
So you don't write it down. I'm like, oh, man, I need to do that.
Nah.
Hey, that's what's up. That, yeah, y'all got some dexterity, man. Y'all listen to Jay-Z, and y'all took it to the next level.
Essentially. So, yeah,
everybody can't do that, though. Some of y'all cats can't do that. Some of y'all actually need to write y'all lyrics down.
Yeah,
everybody can't do that. That's a talent.
Yeah, it's a funny story about that Cooler Sunday track.
Yeah, go ahead.
So I had did this show for a friend of mine who was older. He had a birthday party. He was retiring. He wanted to do a Prince party, and when he did his show, his daughter was there, and she did a tribute to him, and she could really, really sing, right? So I was like, dang, I'm gonna use her as one of the background singers on Cooler Sunday. So we had one rehearsal before we went to the studio to cut it. So I had the other two background singers pull up. She pulled up, and I didn't know she was like a Bible thumper. Nobody told me that because she was just singing in the bar the last night.
Like you just singing, she's singing Prince. She's singing Raspberry Beret.
Right. So she was there, and she like, oh, I'm loving the song. I'm messing with it. So I'm like, all right, cool. We're going to go to the studio this weekend, cut it. So she left. The other background singers was cool. And she called me the next day and was like, Jesus came to me, and you the devil.
What?
Yeah, like she was tripping on me. She was tripping on me. Asked me, do I pay my tithes?
Was y'all drinking Crown in there?
Nah, we wasn't doing it. I don't even drink. You know what I mean? So nah, man, we was chilling. And I guess she just went home and listened to what I was saying because she recorded.
Oh, listen to the lyrics and comparison you were making. Okay.
Yeah, she said Jesus came and told him herself and that the Antichrist is coming. And apparently it's me. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, it was rough.
Shout out to you, though, man. If you the Antichrist, shout out to you, brother.
Yeah, I wrote a second verse. I wrote a second verse just for that.
Oh, you did?
I wrote a second verse. So.
Yo, shout out to the North Side. If you, they making the Antichrist. The North Side.
So, yeah. So, that was that, man. So, then we went and cut Cooler Sunday. We shot the video right in there. Nick O'Neill shot that one, too.
Oh, wow. Damn. I didn't even pay attention to that. Now that verse don't sound differently to me now. So yeah. You said it was send you to Antichrist now.
Yeah, I know. That was deep. I wasn't even that deep about it. I wasn't dissing all
churches. But she was from your church? Or?
No. The first time I met her was at that bar.
Singing Prince.
She was doing a tribute to her dad. So, like, they had rehearsals and stuff. But, yeah, that's the first time we really had conversation.
Wow.
Singing secular stuff. But I guess mine was just too far.
That was okay. Well, hey, it is what it is.
Yeah. So another background singer pulled up, the middle one, which is the J. Mm-hmm. She pulled up to the studio, and
did they get the vibe from her that she was? So she sang. She actually sang on the song still. Mm. Oh, she never sang on it.
Nah, we had that rehearsal. She called me the next day.
Okay.
And dropped out of it.
So did the other background singer, did they get a vibe from her like that she wasn't feeling it or like that?
I told him. I said that Erica wasn't going to be there. Oop, one trying to say her name. But whatever. It is what it is. So I said Erica wasn't going to be there. And so then since Erica wasn't going to be there, I was like, I'm going to have somebody that's going to meet us at the studio and they just going to blend in. So Jay pulled up. That was the first time everybody had met the middle back, the alto. Mm-hmm. And they just did it off the fly.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
She just came in and just plugged herself into the song.
Just like that. Had never heard it.
And that's what they, man, as they say, the Antichrist moving in a mysterious
way. Stop that.
So let's go into that song real quick. We're gonna play that for everybody, and then we'll be right back.
Cow hunters on the school of Sunday. I've been kicking coolin' with my honey bun. 50s in this S350, I'ma have to go and snatch the roof off this. Counting 20s while I'm in my 20s, I've been getting money ever since a youngin'. Counting 10s, feeling generous, I'ma throw the 5, put your pride aside. Better get you one. I'ma give you these words, ooh. But you can't sleep on my couch. Go ahead, skip word. Take that dash to church. Put a dollar in so I can take one out. Every service I get bad vibes. Switch up the pastors, ain't bad lies. I know the truth. They wanna touch on your daughters and lay the same hands on you. Try hold me under when they baptize. Ahead of you even when I backslide. All of my soldiers, all of my reverence. Hold up a Bible, hand me a weapon. Pour up the blood, throw up the bloods. We let it slide if you in disguise. You can't smoke if you sell dough. But you can wear a tie when you count dice. Oh God. Count hundreds on this school of Sunday. I've been kicking coolin' with my honey bun. Count 50s in this S350. I'ma have to go and snatch the roof off this. Count 20s while I'm in my 20s. I've been getting money ever since a young. Count 10s, feeling generous. I'ma throw the 5, put your pride aside. Better get you one. Let me get 20 on 2. Then let me down like the roof on the coupe. You tried to climb with the jokers on you. Sample life, now you stuck in the loop. Every time I tried to bring it to you, telling lies, steady stretching the truth. We caught on, then we caught up to you. Followed up, ain't no following you.
Homeless,
nowhere to stay.
Hungry,
nothing to eat. I'd be damned if we offer a play. Just pass around this little offering play. Call them holy, leave them holy. We on them, can't call the police. They not helping the homies. Selling words, flipping birds. We running every corner, every car we coming. It's a drug dealer
on every corner.
It's a thug nigga
on every corner.
Selling word
on every corner.
It's a church
on every corner.
It's a drug dealer
on every corner.
It's some thug niggas
on every corner.
Selling word
on every corner.
It's a church
on every corner.
Now I lay me down to sleep. Oh, 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 oh. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. On this school of Sunday, I've been kicking coolin' with my honey bun. Count
50s in this S350. I'ma have to go and snatch the roof off this. Counting 20s while I'm in my 20s. I've been getting money ever since a young. Counting 10s, feeling generous. I'ma throw the 5, put your pride aside. Better get you one, get you one. Get you one, get you one. Get you one, get you one. Get you one, get you one.
So yeah, the Antichrist is new. That was his song right there.
Stop that.
Yo, I was using that all day. I was just talking to people the Antichrist just for no reason, just to fuck with him, man.
Yeah, that was deep.
Yeah, so last track we talked about a little bit outside. So you had a brother pass away. Yeah. Was it from violence or
nah? He overdosed.
Word.
Yeah.
Man, I'm hard. Sorry to hear that. Damn.
Yeah.
Was he older brother or?
Nah, he was younger. He was a younger brother. So he was a year younger than me.
Dang.
Yeah.
He was like, what is little kids overdosing on? Like, I know. I mean, maybe I'm old. I remember cats used to overdose on heroin and cocaine or crack.
Yeah.
Like, what are kids now ODing on?
Everything.
Percocets and stuff like that.
Yeah. He just turned up too much anyway. Like I said, he was a great kid. He went to Howard University.
He was at school when it happened?
Yep.
Oh,
Yeah. So they was having a little turn up. And he just did too much. You know what I mean? He was real skinny anyway.
So
he couldn't handle it. He just went to sleep and didn't wake up.
Damn, sure. Just went to sleep in his dorm room and didn't wake up.
Yeah. at the party, he was still at the apartment. They found him the next day. So he was on the couch asleep, apparently. And everybody just thought he was asleep. They woke up the next morning.
So Cass was going doing their own thing. Yep. Like, let him sleep.
Yeah, and they was like, we're going to go get breakfast. And just like, just pick him up something. So they came, brought him back. They was like, hey, we got you some food. Tried to tap him. He just was not getting up.
Damn.
Yeah.
Damn. Man, that's crazy, man. Damn. And he was how much younger was he?
A year.
Y'all right there.
Yeah, right there.
Right there next to each other. Damn. So that's what the tribute is for with him, with him in that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So did that change how did that change your life with his passing?
Man, a lot. A lot. Cassius was the sweetest person. You know what I mean? So the fact that he left and I'm still here and I wasn't sweet like that. Yeah, it was I don't know. It just kind of put me it just made me feel like anybody can go, you know? It made you feel like, I guess you don't really fear death because you're like, it ain't going to be me. Yeah. You know what I mean? When it's somebody you know, you like, damn, this can happen to anybody. You know what I mean? So it really forced me to pull it together. And I went to university right after that. I wasn't even at a university.
Oh, so you weren't even in school at that time?
Nah.
That made you go to school is him passing.
Somebody had to finish. You know what I mean?
That's what's up.
Yeah. Yeah, so I pulled it together a lot because he really, really had it together. Like, he had a plan from the get.
What was his plan?
So he wanted to be a marketing manager. He was really into sports. His dad was really into college sports, which is crazy to me that they love, like, college basketball, college football, because I can't watch that shit.
Why can't you watch? I'm into
it's
a big
too many
too,
games on with That's football at one time.
That's
it's too
point.
Many games on.
I always can watch a whole bunch.
Nah, I don't know who to watch. There's too much going on at one time.
I think the games are funner, though. College football games and college basketball games are funner.
Yeah. I guess after going, our football team wasn't all that. Fayetteville State.
Oh, that's, because y'all was in the conference with, like, Shaw and, like, who else was in there? What, Winston-Salem and them, right?
Yeah. Speaking of that, shout out Shaw University. They booked me for their homecoming.
Oh, Winston-Salem did?
No, Shaw did.
Oh, Shaw did. Okay.
Yeah, so I'm be up there.
You got to get to that. I got to do that CIAA sometime.
That's
one of my, look, I know I'm getting older.
Yeah.
That's one of my bucket list trips, that CIAA.
Yeah, you got to go.
Because they had to move it, didn't they?
Because
they was turning up too much in Charlotte.
Mm-hmm. Yep, absolutely.
Because what's in D.C. now?
Yep.
Oh, D.C. Yeah. D.C. will take all your money.
Yeah, you hit, man. Yeah.
D.C. will take your money. That's what's up. So you're going to be a Shaw homecoming.
Yeah, I am.
So, yeah, we got some listeners out there in North Carolina. So definitely, you know, because where's Shaw at in North Carolina?
Raleigh.
Is it Raleigh?
Yeah.
Damn, Raleigh be popping.
Yeah.
Raleigh got everything popping.
Yeah, you know, be kicking.
Because what else is N.C. State is in Raleigh.
Yep.
What, UNC is like, what, an hour or something?
Not even that far. It's Durham, so it's Raleigh Durham right on the edge.
Right there, and then Duke is
about an hour,
right?
Right.
Dang, it's something else there in Raleigh. Oh, UNC Central, right?
Yeah.
So UNC Central in the same.
They're all around the same little area. Dang. I mean, it's a lot of schools in North Carolina. I think that was the best thing that ever happened to me, too, is moving there to go to school, because I think it's like more HBCUs in North Carolina than it is anywhere else.
Yeah. So, my sister-in-law, she went to A&T.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. So yeah.
She be talking about it all the time.
Yeah. So man, seeing all them people graduate like that, seeing us, and then me being from here, I don't really see stuff like that. Like even when I moved out there, I don't know. It's a whole nother lifestyle.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Even the thugs ain't really thugs.
What do you mean? You know, talk about this though, because I feel the same way. Like you see thugs in the cities, you be like, this ain't the same.
Yeah.
Our thugs a little bit different, yo.
Yeah, exactly. It got a whole lot different.
So what do you feel like? What do you mean? Like like thugs be nice and stuff? Like,
nah, it ain't nicer. I mean, they still front. It's just they got money. And beyond them having money, they got morals. They know who to do it with, when to do it. You enroll in school, your GPA super high. You know what I mean? Like,
you got a 3.7.
Exactly. But I guess if that's all they recruiting, that's all they recruiting out there. But out here, people really, really don't. I don't know. I hate this.
Way more hungry here, though, man.
It's sad.
It's hungry here.
Yeah.
It's a lot of no meat on the ribs.
Exactly.
They say here.
Exactly.
And that's just been a perpetual thing over the last 20 some years. It's just the way the city has kind of moved. Because St. Louis had the opportunity. Like, I know I'm a little bit older than y'all. Jazz don't say I'm old, you know. But when, like, I was in college, when Nelly popped.
Okay.
Dude, St. Louis was on fire.
Yeah?
No, I'm talking about, man, it was so many. I remember before that, when I was in high school, when you would go, like, to school trips or something, you from St. Louis, I'm like, dang, okay, I ain't nobody want to go there. I remember it was a total shift where people wanted to come visit St. Louis, like, vacation. Like, right, yo, I want to go to St. Louis and kick it.
Right.
Because Nelly and them there. And then Chingy dropped.
Right.
Then you just had all these artists. St. Louis was like super, like it had the potential to be like in Atlanta.
Right.
St. Louis had a bigger music scene in the early 2000s than Chicago did.
That's amazing.
You got to think, it was, like, I mean, you can go back and look at all the groups, Abyss, One Dime, Chingy, Nelly, The Ticks, Out of Order. Like, it was just lines of groups that had major radio songs. But the city didn't foster that and want to embrace the change that was happening in the city.
Right.
Financially, economically, the whole nine. So right. Then so the people start leaving. Like, well, I got a better opportunity in Atlanta. I got a better opportunity in Charlotte. I got a better opportunity in L.A. I want to be here. And then people are moving here.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
To do music and to do stuff here also. Yeah, people just sad out here, man. It's just sad out here now. But it's got some rejuvenation come out. Like, brothers like you, man, and Smino, and cats like that, man. Like, I appreciate hearing
yeah,
that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Y'all doing y'all thing, man. So you came back. Was you working in financial services in Fayetteville?
Nah. So I was working at Foot Locker. I was, man. I was working at Foot Locker. I was the best damn Foot Locker employee.
Damn, that reminds me. Did y'all see the Dave Chappelle special yet? Where he talking about his homeboy that was a lawyer.
Oh yeah, yeah. Yeah, I was working at Foot Locker.
Damn, you had the whole referee shirt on and everything.
Man, everything, the full outfit, and was proud. You don't even know. I was so proud to work at Foot Locker, man.
And so then what made you like, man, I got to go do this?
I had a son.
That'll change your shit real quick. Yeah,
having
the kid.
Fast. Them Trust Jordans me. Didn't mean shit to me no more.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Them J's on 20% off didn't mean nothing.
Exactly. Nothing. Yeah, nothing. And then I just wanted him to have something to hold on to. You know what I mean? I didn't really have nothing like that to hold on to. Like, my daddy tried. I give him that. But he had too many demons of his own. You know what I mean? Yeah. He was still working through his own shit by the time I came around.
Yeah.
So by the time he got his life together, I was already on my way.
Yeah, and it was like, then you got to rebuild a relationship.
Exactly.
But it's different because, like, we ain't got that relationship.
Yeah.
How do we have that?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going through the same thing with my dad, so I understand. Like, I've been doing it on my own.
Yeah.
How do I incorporate you into a system of me not having a call to check on you, see how you doing?
Exactly.
I never did it.
Exactly.
So how do I incorporate you into my schedule or my habit.
Exactly.
My
exactly.
life habit.
Exactly. Exactly. So, yeah. So, I mean, you're hitting the nail on the head. You know what I mean?
So, like, when you came, did you come here having a job while Wells Fargo already, or you just moved back and then?
Nah. So, I was actually working at TD Ameritrade.
Oh, word. Okay. Yeah. Is that how when you came in with that job? With
TD
Ameritrade. Okay.
Yeah. So, I left. So, I was in North Carolina and she was just falling apart. at the very, very end, she was falling apart. So, like, me and my lady broke up. Then I had my son every day. You know what I mean? So I was taking him to school. I was taking him to work with me. Then my car started going out. So
he was at Foot Locker?
Hell yeah. Right next to me. right in my own. I was pulling shoes and holding my kid at the same time.
What? That's only you only do that in Fayetteville, North Carolina, though.
Either I wasn't gonna be there. I wasn't finna let nobody. I was like super against babysitters, super against anybody raising my kid but me. You know what I mean? Yeah. I was determined to be there. So whatever had to happen was I was gonna be there. So yeah. The first time he wasn't really on my hip, I think, was at graduation.
Oh, word.
He was with me every day, all day.
So how old is your son now?
3.
Okay, he's 3-year-old.
He's about to be 4 in November.
Damn, man, you finna have some troubling times ahead of you.
You think so?
Man, I got a 6-year-old. She be 6 next week.
Oh, man, He like 40, though, man. He an old man.
Yeah, no, but they start to see experience. It's going to trip you out, especially when they start getting their vocabulary more better. Okay. You like, where you learn that word from? Yeah. But then you realize you using that vocabulary around them. So you got to realize what you getting, putting them around them, the ecosystem that you putting them in. Mm-hmm. That's why you try to always talk well around them. Because they just going to pick it up. That is all they are, though. Now, my daughter use slang. She'll be like, that's extraordinarily dope. She still know that she black. What I'm saying? And she down with the culture. Without, I'm gonna get back to outside. Cause like, yo, I really like that joint, man. I ripped it off the YouTube joint because I'm old school, man. I still use an iPod, man.
Okay, I got you.
Because I like to own my music. So even if I have to buy your music, I want to own the MP3.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I don't trust no streaming services.
Right.
I'm gonna be that old man that be like, I don't trust streaming services.
Right.
Because I want if it shut down, I lost outside. Right, I can't listen to it no more.
Right.
But I ain't never gonna lose my laptop or lose my hard drive.
Absolutely.
So. Like that song, man, it's pretty dope. I was actually playing it for one of my homeboys in the car. Yeah. He was like, man, this dude from the Lou?
Yeah.
He was like, no, he ain't.
Yeah.
Because we used to certain style of stuff, you know. And not saying, because St. Louis got some dope artists, you know what I'm saying, that people don't know in general. You know, shout out to Van, Tef Poe. You got Rockwell Knuckles, or the Knuckles now. What is your next steps after Outside? So, like, Outside was a joint. That one's doing well. What is the next step for you? Like, you said you got the Shaw University thing. What's the next kind of things you're building up to kind of blow this up? Because Outside needs to be out there more.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So.
Well, the first thing I did was got me a dope-ass publicist.
You know what I mean? Jazz.
Exactly. The first step was, I guess, just realizing that I didn't know what I was doing by myself, so I needed a stronger team to help me push it. Because now it's serious.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So. Beyond that, and besides really, really doing as many shows as I can, I definitely want to do some features. Like you said, there's a lot of dope artists here. And I see a big rivalry between the older heads and the newer people coming in.
So am I considered an old head or an old head, though?
Well, everybody you named is a little older.
Yeah, I mean, they were around my age.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you ain't really put none of the newer cats in there.
And well, I mean, I don't know them, though.
Exactly. That's exactly what I'm saying.
I don't know them, though. But I used to be y'all too old for the High Point, right? The High Point Cafe. It used to be a big freestyle thing. It used to be, it was called the High Point. So, you know where the High Point Theater is, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was a cafe above it that we used to have hip hop shows. Only like 90-100 people getting there.
Right.
That's where Jules Santana came through. Wyclef,
right.
Like it was like the hip hop, kind of like the hip hop slop shop in Detroit.
Right.
Like where you saw like people would battle.
Right.
Like in there, and it was like a little small spot. And that's where I would get all the art. All these artists I'm talking about that name, I met them all there or I saw them perform there.
Right.
So I don't really go out as much to like those type of shows because I don't feel like they have, maybe I don't know, shows where you can see like new artists like that constantly. It was every Monday.
Right.
Every Monday you could come up there. That's where DJ Reminisce came from. That's where Trackstar came from.
Wow.
That's where, I'm missing some people, man. I know y'all gonna be like, yo, my name, you missing my name. Black Spade.
Mm-hmm.
I'm missing some people, man. Juice. I don't remember, man, this girl named Juice, that was a dope rhymer.
Yeah.
But they had it was every week, every Monday. Even if you missed the Monday, you know, come next Monday. And they did it for like 5-6 years.
Right.
Rabu and
he gave me my first show.
Rabu did?
Yeah.
Yeah, shout out to Rabu. And then my man Accurate. I like him.
Uh-huh.
He's younger.
Uh-huh.
So I mean, if somebody, I'll listen. Like, I mean, Jazz, I trust her. So I was messing with her. Like, man, I don't know. You know. But in general, I'm not gonna just be generally just jumping on anybody like that, because I feel like St. Louis music has got, in general, is a microcosm of what everybody else is doing.
Right.
And we've been like that in general. And the only time we weren't like that is during when Nelly actually kind of broke the mold and said, like, yo, this is you know, everybody don't say here and there like that all the time here, but that is a contingent of people, and that was something different.
Yeah.
And long story short, is what I'm saying is that just need more newer people coming out and being who they are instead of 30 other. Because I looked at have y'all ever looked at one of them little YouTube links, like the top 20 St. Louis artists and stuff?
Right.
All of them sound exactly the same.
Right.
All of them sound exactly the same. I literally put them on one day and just cleaned up. I couldn't tell the difference between none of them.
Right.
And I remember we had Murph on the podcast, man. And he was like, what you do is if you're an artist, he said, put your favorites, two songs in front of, in your song in the middle. And if it ain't no bump in between those three songs, then you got a good song.
Mm-hmm.
Put the hottest new songs on the front end and the back end of your song. Mm-hmm. And if your song, and if it ain't nobody tripping off your song being in the middle, mm-hmm. then you got a hit.
Okay.
And I feel like that is, and that's not just St. Louis, that's rap in general, man. But I feel like there's a step of it coming back. And
right.
Like I said, I appreciate cats like you giving a new sound, giving Blue Wave and doing who they are.
Exactly.
And you can tell that, you can feel the soul in your music. It ain't just like you said, who was you talking about, the video producer who was going out shooting with people with the guns?
Oh, Nico, yeah.
Like every song ain't gotta be that.
Right.
So every song ain't gotta be that, man. So we can ready to go into Outside. And then we're going to be right back, wrapping up by my man, Nando STL.
Yeah, yeah.
I done came. My baby mama had straight A's. I used to skip in the hallways. I was a felon in third grade. Busy worrying with my dogs think. Busy worrying with these bras say. Took a lot for me to graduate. But that's okay, cause I ran the plays. And the three look better when you hesitate. I done came a long, 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 long way. I'm outside now, dog. I'm outside now. Even though I took the long, 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 long way. I'm here now, dog. Yeah, I'm here now. And they hear me knocking, they hear me knocking, boom. They hear me knocking, they hear me knocking, boom, boom, knocking. I keep on knocking, cause I'm here now, dog. Yeah, I'm here now. Protect my family by any means. Guess I would turn these designer jeans. Son with me, so my con with me. And the 40 won't fit in these ball mains. I can't see out these designer frames, cause I'm not accustomed to finer things. Still adjusting to the life I made, cause being abused was a
normal thing.
Who keep telling me to appreciate it, nigga? That's a broke man mind frame. Cause I get some dollars, I'm gon' change. And everybody wanna call if you make it. If you don't, then it don't ring. Everybody like to take credit, but don't nobody wanna take blame. My baby mama has straight A's. I used to skip in the hallways. I was a felon in third grade. Busy worrying with my dogs think. Busy worrying what these bras say. Took a lot for me to graduate. But that's okay, cause I ran the plays. And the three look better when you hesitate. I done came a long, 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 long way. I'm outside now, dog. I'm outside now. Even though I took the long, 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 long way.
I'm here now, dog. Yeah, I'm here now.
And they hear me knocking. They hear me knocking, boom. They hear me knocking. They hear me knocking, boom, boom, knocking. I keep on knocking, cause I'm
here now, dog. Yeah, I'm here now.
The hallways. I was a felon in third grade. Busy worrying with my dogs think. Busy worrying with these bras say. Took a lot for me to graduate. But that's okay, cause we ran the place. And the three look better, yeah, the three look better.
We're back on Mike Checker. So give all your Twitter handles, all your social medias and stuff. People can follow you and follow all that good stuff,
man. So it's Nando STL on everything. Yeah, Nando STL.
Yeah, because you got the Spotify, Nando STL. Right. You got the you're not on Tidal, are you?
Yeah, I'm
on Tidal.
Tidal,
you on Apple Music too?
Apple Music.
So you covered all your bases.
Yeah, everywhere. Bases. Yeah. After Outside, I mean not Outside. I'm sorry. I don't even smoke.
Yeah.
I don't even smoke. Yeah, I'm tripping.
You was so like, I'm gonna get all this stuff licensed.
Yeah, we did everything. Yeah. So good vibes is that I don't even smoke, it's on every platform also.
Okay.
But like I said, just starting off, it was just like on a humbug.
You know was like, I just gonna register for all these places.
Exactly.
Most people don't even think about that.
Yeah.
You know, like, I need to register my music in all these different platforms. Mm-hmm. You know, not even just in general, just to get those ASCAP and sound scans for you as well. Like,
right.
They're starting to do that for podcasting, too.
Really?
Where you can register your stuff and get your residuals off on the back end because, man, dude, I mean, I've done over, dude, I mean, I'm probably close to 400 episodes,
that's 400
or 500 episodes of podcasting, man. And I still got they all out there. People can still go listen to interviews of people.
Right.
All our Murph interviews, all our, you know, Tef and all them people interviews.
Right.
You can go listen to them anytime and Google them and find them. So
right.
You still should be able to get residuals off of them, even though those advertisers ain't getting us no more, but still.
Right.
So what shows do you have coming up for people maybe could check you out?
I'm looking
at Shaw University.
I got Shaw University.
And what is that for people?
October 26th.
Okay.
So their homecoming concert is October 26th.
Who's the headliner on that?
Do you know? No, I don't even know who's on the bill yet.
Oh man,
you know
okay.
What I mean? So they booked me to open for whoever the headliner is. I was like one of the first acts they booked.
Oh word, okay, good.
Right.
So how'd they find you?
So I was in North Carolina. I played drums up there, right? So I ended up playing drums at this church called Mount Zion, and me and the pastor there got real tight. So I dropped Cooler Sunday. First he called me. He wanted to make sure it wasn't by him. He was like, hey.
Like,
hey, you dissing me? Yeah. And I was like, absolutely not, man. Like, you know what I mean? You're nothing. Like, that was only directed at if the shoe fits. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So don't force it.
Yeah.
And it definitely didn't fit.
Yeah.
So he ended up, he became the music director over at Shaw.
Oh, wow.
Yep. So when he heard the Outside track, he just was like, hey, you trying to come to North Carolina? And I was like, yes. Because they bumped me over there a little more than they bumped me a couple other places. So
in Shaw?
And North Carolina,
in general. Wow.
Right. Because I'm from Fayetteville, as far as like school wise.
Yeah. And that's where you kind of grew up, become more of a man.
Right. So essentially, he was like, I'm going to reach out and see. So I guess he reached out and he made it happen. Next thing I know, they just was like, yeah, we're doing.
Is you bringing the band too? Or?
No, I'm taking the squad.
Oh, he bringing the band for you too?
Yeah. We're going to backline, so we don't have to like bring any equipment or anything, but you know what I mean.
So they gonna bring it in for y'all.
Right.
Better though.
Yeah, we gonna kill.
That's what's up. And then what are the shows you got coming?
So we got that one. We were gonna do Conscious Fest, due to some unforeseen circumstances, I end up not doing Conscious Fest.
Okay.
But shout out Conscious Fest for having me on the bill. I'm not really booked in St. Louis that much. You know what I mean? Yeah. I don't really get booked here like that. And if I do, like I said, it's something that. Now I'm really trying to push a certain sound and a certain brand, so taking every show ain't gonna really be beneficial. Mm-hmm.
You can't be at everybody's spot.
Exactly, but I really want to play St. Louis in November. Like that's my birthday month. I'm gonna be on somebody's card in this November.
In November.
Exactly.
In November. What venue would you like your dream venue to play in general?
Man, anything big here. I would love to do
something.
That's
my period. Nationwide.
Oh, you mean so not just like right now?
Yeah, anywhere, yeah.
Nah, it's still going to be under the arch.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Like when they used to do Live on the Levee.
Yeah, or Rock at the River, any of them. Like, yeah, definitely. I want to do the arch so bad. That's like the end goal for me. I want people taking off their jobs. Like, damn, Mando coming. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I really am the biggest thing that is like, I guess, I don't know. It just make me feel good. Even if. Every time I came back to the city, if the crime rate went down, I feel like that would be something spectacular. Oh, like they start chilling out just because I'm on my way here. You know what I mean?
Yo, maybe you are the Antichrist then. Man, I used to promote parties, man, for years, man. That was one of my biggest party things was to do a party inside the arch.
Oh, never
could
fly.
Get it done. That was one of the only venues that I could never get. I did parties everywhere else. I could never get the inside the arch.
Right.
Because it was under construction sometimes. Or just they just like, you ain't messing with y'all niggas. You know, stuff like that. Even though our parties weren't even like that.
Right. So you a jack of all trades.
Yeah, I did a little bit of everything, man.
That's awesome, man.
I did a little bit of everywhere, man.
That's awesome.
So you said you got Shaw University.
Right. So
Conscious Fest didn't happen.
I mean, that's really it so far.
Yeah, man. This may, Jazz, maybe you even jumping on, you may even know. What happened with Lufest? Like, is Lufest done for?
You know, last year they had a ton of issues.
Right, I know they canceled it.
So I'm not expecting for it to be.
If it come back.
They had took like a huge loss. All their vendors and all those people with food trucks lost all that money with all that stuff.
Right.
So, because that was year, the last, what was the year Anderson .Paak was here, right? Was the year they said they lost money?
Yeah.
Yes. And then last year was the year that they just canceled.
Damn. That was good for the city, though.
It was.
Yeah. I want to do STL Culture, too.
Yeah.
They moved it to the spring, so yeah, I don't know who I need to talk to, but I want to be on that card.
Yeah, I want to introduce a couple of producers, man, too, man. Shout out to my boy James, JBR Official. He's above the, what is it, the beat battle.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, he's one of the judges for the beat battles every week.
Awesome.
Yeah,
awesome.
He does. He did my intro and everything, too, man.
Really?
All my intros, he's done all of them.
Okay.
So shout out to him, man. So Outside is this track that everybody needs to go check out and listen. Check out all the joints. Is there anything, like, before you go, you're going to have to do this. This is one of my cardinal questions. Name your top five MCs.
Of all time or right now?
All time. Oh, no, you know what? I'll let you do right now and all time. I'll let you just split them.
Oh, okay. So right now, who am I bumping right now? I don't even know why I asked that, because I still bump a lot of older stuff. I mess with Chance the Rapper.
Mm-hmm.
I mess with Smino. I mess with Bates.
Bates, that's what I've been trying to get on the show. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Lyrically, I don't think it's too many people that's fucking with Bates.
No, she's dope.
I'm gonna be honest. Yeah. And the only reason I say that is because for her to be a female MC, you feel what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. They put a lot of shade, as in, like, almost like the WNBA.
Mm.
It's almost like, yeah, you dope, but you dope around a bunch of other feet. You know what I mean? Yeah. We put this whole stigma on there. She hold her own in any room she in. You feel what I'm saying? Yeah. And after listening to One Guy, that's my joint. You feel what I'm saying? It's like, I never met her until we did a show together, and I feel like I knew her.
Because you knew her the song.
She's so personal, which is, I'm the opposite. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm the total opposite. She gonna say what it is, and she gonna explain it to you, and the shit still gonna rhyme. Like, you know what I'm saying?
That's
so
real.
So, yeah, man, definitely. So, right now, that's what I want. Who else on my playlist? I just pull up my Apple Music. So, let me see here. Who I'm bumping. So I am bumping, just so you say, I ain't bullshitting. I'm bumping Bates. Let's see here. Q, he a poet, he knew.
Q, is he, he's out of the loop?
Yeah. Check him out. QUE. He's pretty sick. Tanking the Bangers. I'm listening to a lot of them.
Okay.
Let's see. And Boogie.
Boogie. Okay.
I don't know if you know who Boogie is. Not A Boogie with the hood.
No, I forget. I'm looking him up now.
Boogie, he from California.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure he got album of the year. If he don't get it, he deserve it. Nigga deserve it.
Okay.
Everything for Sale is the best album I probably done heard in the last 15 years.
Wow.
Boogie. You need to go listen to this album. You need to go listen to this album. I'm serious.
And he's out of LA?
Yep. He's out of Cali. I'm not sure if he's from Cali.
Okay, I got him right here.
Okay.
Omai is a joint he got.
He got a lot of joints. Sunroof.
Sunroof for Dana Williams. I know. She collaborated with Freddie Gibbs.
Okay.
On two or three projects ago.
Okay. Now we talking about all time.
Yeah.
All right. So now all time, DMX is my favorite artist.
I just saw DMX perform in New York.
Really?
Like, in September.
Man, I ain't never seen him live.
Saw him live, and yo, I'm gonna show you a video of him doing Slipping at the Barclays Center.
Yeah.
And like, dude, I'm talking about. I know. I always joke about Mary J. Blige is like goes to church for women. Mm-hmm. Like when you go to a show, Mary J. Blige show,
right.
You see women.
Right.
That's how. Dude, I saw grown men crying during Slipping.
Right, to do that
during
too.
Slipping when at the show, and everybody had their phone on. I'm talking about literally, it was grown men crying.
Man, yeah, that song touched me. That's one of my favorite songs by him. My favorite song by him is How It's Going Down, though.
Yeah.
That's my joint.
Yeah.
That's my
the original
favorite.
Or the one with Faith on it?
Nah, the original.
The original.
Yeah. How It's Going Down is my joint. So DMX is number one. Number two is Pac.
Okay.
I was just gonna be cliche and say Biggie, but that would be a super lie because he not in my top 30.
Okay. You know what I mean?
He don't have enough music.
Okay.
Okay. They only got one album. Well, I guess two. Two albums. All right, so I'm going with who we at? We got DMX. We got Pac. I'm going to put Nelly in there. I'm going to put Floetry. Do it got to just be hip-hop?
No. Whatever artist. Because you kind of do a little bit of both, so.
And Maxwell.
Ooh. Yeah. People sleep on Maxwell.
Hard.
People sleep on Maxwell.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the second concert I ever went
people,
to.
The album that people never going to hear that, you know, y'all, you know, Maxwell and Nas got an album together.
What?
No bullshit. So my my older brother's cousin, because we have a cousin, is Maxwell's band director. Mm-hmm. And my brother was in the studio with Nas and Maxwell while they was cutting it. This is like around when Pretty Wings and stuff came out. Mm-hmm. And they never dropped it.
Right.
They did like four or five songs.
Right.
Just Nas and Maxwell. We ain't never going to hear them.
That's crazy.
We ain't never going to hear them.
That's crazy.
Think about how many albums and songs like that of people of the combining doing songs we never going to hear. Our production with somebody we never going to hear.
Right.
Think about that. Like, man, I just want the little B-side joints.
Yeah.
That wasn't you really wanted to come out. That was going to be dope.
That's crazy. I think I'm getting rid of Pac. I'll take it out.
You getting rid of Pac?
Pac got to go. Yeah, he too high.
He too high. Pac is?
Yeah, he too high on my list. I'm going to take Pac out, and I'm going to put the Fugees in there.
Ooh, Lauren. Okay. People sleep on that, man. That movement was real, especially at that time, man.
Yeah.
The Fugees. Especially Wyclef, Lauren.
Yeah.
People sleep on Pros too, man, because you needed somebody that's kind of be regular.
Absolutely.
Everybody couldn't be Lyrical Miracle. Somebody had to just be the regular, you know, cool dude.
Right.
But it was one more question before we wrap up. You were saying that you feel like it's a difference between the two different sides of St. Louis. Can you dive into that for me before we wrap up?
I mean, you kind of explained it yourself. The fact that you named all older artists. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then it kind of pins us in a situation where it's like, oh, old is better than new. New is better than old. And if we was to do a rap show right now, mm-hmm. and everybody who you named, including some of the Bodines and mm-hmm. people from here who've been doing this for a long time, yeah. get up there. Some of the newer cats who probably really gonna run things around here, just being completely honest.
Because they're younger people.
Exactly. Hip hop is kind of a young man's game. Yeah. So we gonna get the smaller time slots. You feel what I'm saying? Or we'll get less recognition, and it's gonna be harder to get a feature, and it's just gonna be harder for you to be new here. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like Jazz kind of put me on. I'm gonna go ahead and give her credit when she was telling me that St. Louis is really more of a consumer.
Yes.
Right. It's consumer city.
Yes.
When you have other trendsetting cities, that's like, this is what's gonna pop. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? So they own it early. When St. Louis is really just taking in, which forces us to be late all the time.
Yep. So, or but then at the same time, I've always feel that St. Louis people have the best grasp of music too, though, because we take everything from everywhere mm-hmm. else. You could. I remember when I was in. I'd be bumping. You hear one cat bumping Big Pun. Somebody over bumping No Limit. Somebody over there bumping Snoop. Somebody over there bumping, you know, some Mobb Deep. And we could all be at the same, outside the same club.
Exactly.
You know.
Exactly. So I just kind of want to break that mold to where it's either your top five or top ten is all older and all younger. Like, I don't want to just do it. Like, even with trap rap, I mean, you got, like, the Benji Brothers and people like that. They do features with Boosie and rappers from a different generation all the time. But our era or our genre don't really do too much of that. And I should have a song with some of these people.
Have you reached out to them?
Yeah, I don't really get responses. For the most part, the responses that I get or people who try to do features with me or people who are really young.
Little Tink.
Exactly. Or people who don't have any songs on their own. They have no music out, you know what I mean? And haven't done anything yet. Then they want me to do a feature. And then it's like, I don't really know about that. Cause, I mean, it's more for like you had to pay for the studio time because I'm not pulling up to your cousin's house.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because I'm not going
Come
back.
Come on, bro. Euclid and Labby. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not saying you can't have a studio on Euclid and Labby. I'm just saying somebody random crib on Euclid and Labby.
Exactly.
Like, yeah, come on through to Euclid and Labby. We over there. You know.
I just want to bridge the gap. I feel like I'm old enough to fit into both categories. I'm just new. Man, technically new.
So you cool? You got some? You know some people don't Jazz, don't you? You know Van? Man, you need to. I'm gonna hook him up with Van, man. I'm gonna hook him up with Van.
Make it happen.
Y'all need to work together, man.
Okay.
I'll call him before we leave.
Yeah.
Before you leave, man. Man, thank you for coming on, though, man.
No problem. Thank you. I appreciate
you
having
me. Jazz, when we gonna do this again, Jazz?
Soon.
But once again, tell everybody all socials and all that.
Yeah. So it's Nando STL, NANDOSTL on it's all Fernando, platforms.
Not Bernard, like I thought.
Real name is Fernando, but it's on all platforms. My Twitter, my Instagram, my Facebook, everything.
YouTube, all that.
Everything is Nando STL.
Definitely check out all the music. Thank y'all for listening. As always, we'll be back with another Mic Checker soon. Peace.